good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. I'm back here. Just got in the home studio here 2 minutes ago, Wendy.
I know. You rushed in. I was at the helm.
Yes. You ready to take over the show?
Ready to take over the show, and then you just swooped right in.
Yeah. Well, we have a special show. Again, yes. We have Dr. Stately on, mm-hmm. but we also have a special show. Ogama and I were up in the deep north covering... the treaties for people are for everyone, mm-hmm. and so we're going to talk a little bit about that for the next two segments. It's a beautiful day.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so I had my questions ready in case you didn't come in. You were at the Treaty People's Gathering up north in Minnesota.
Yeah. Keep it going here because I'm brain dead. I just got driving four hours.
Yeah.
And I'm a little sunburned.
Mm-hmm. You're very sunburned. If anybody could see us on Facebook Live,
Robert, my nose is red. I got a whiskey red nose. Hey, one of the things too, Wendy, just before I jumped into your car, which you can't look at your car because I have to clean it, because it looks like I've been gone for like 6 months, but really it's been like a
day. Were you sleeping in the car?
No.
Okay.
No, but there's a lot of stuff in the car.
Yeah.
And not much of it's sacred, but I got a lot of stuff. Okay. And I got a nice present, a nice gift from Ogama.
Oh.
And we'll bring that in the house, too.
Nice.
And I was in the headwaters of the Mississippi just before I jumped in the car. And I said, wow, Wendy's going to take over my show. I better get here quick.
You better get here quick because I was ready. All right. So let's talk to Ogama and you. Where were you guys?
Ogama, go ahead. Welcome. Introduce yourself.
Hi. It's Ogama Ganuakwe from Native Roots Radio here. Robert and I were at the Treaty People Gathering in northern Minnesota today. We primarily spent our time at the landing where Enbridge intends to drill underneath the Mississippi River within 20 miles of the Mississippi headwaters. We were near the Coffee Pot Landing or LaSalle State Recreation Area. And there was a march and... water protectors were able to go out onto the platform where Enbridge is staging to drill under the river and have intended to stay there to draw attention to the issue of the Line 3 pipeline to President Biden. Meanwhile, concurrently, and still happening at this time, at the two inlets pumping station near Monaga, there have been 24 arrests and counting, including some press. Basically, there's still people locked down to equipment there. So the reports that I'm getting are between 20 and 25 people were locked down to equipment used by Enbridge Energy to install the Line 3 pipeline. The water protectors have remained locked down to this equipment since the start of the workday today. You can go to GNU Collective to follow up on the most up-to-date information at this time. They're the best location to follow. And if you would like to donate to bail or jail support, you want to go to treatypeoplegathering.com/donate. Meanwhile, at the LaSalle Coffee Pot Landing area, both Bill McKibben and Tom Goldtooth were there holding space on the matting at the site of the first Mississippi River crossing. It was beautiful. I mean, there were so many people from all over the world there. Mm-hmm. So many people came to exercise treaty rights under the 1855 treaty.
Yeah, sorry, I had to cut in. It was reminiscent to Standing Rock. There was a lot of good thing. And we were by the bridge and going Facebook Live. And this morning, I don't even know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars drove by and went, whoa, this is going to be big. Mm-hmm. And so there was a couple thousand people marching, right, mm-hmm. Ogama?
Yeah, there was a massive amount of people marching from all faiths, from all over the world, from all walks of life who have come to, again, stand in solidarity with treaties. So the reason that treaties are so important in this is because in the 1854 and the 1855 treaties, the Anishinaabe people, or the indigenous people in northern Minnesota, did not cede their rights to hunt, fish, gather, and prey on the lands in the 1855 treaty territory. Enbridge's Line 3 runs directly through 1855 treaty territory, which is a violation of that treaty. Treaties are, under the Constitution, the highest form of law. They are between Native people and the people who came to colonize the United States. And under the 1855 treaty, what happened was not that the Native people ceded the land. They kept the rights to the land and allowed and agreed to live in peace with the settlers who were going to be living there. So that is something that people really need to understand about what's happening with these treaty rights, is that these treaties exist and are between people. So everybody is protected and everybody is a treaty person. And that was what was being amplified today. You can't trespass on 1855 treaty territory. It's most of what Enbridge is constructing on is public land as well. And as people who are Minnesotans on public land, it's hard to trespass on public land as well, but that's exactly what's happening.
Well, I know Wendy's really upset, but I got a selfie with Jane Fonda, and we'll have a surprise here too in the next few days.
Well, I've always been a really big fan, and I know that she cares a lot about the land and native rights and treaty rights, and she's there. And, you know, she didn't have to be here. She didn't have to come and stay the weekend. It's, you know, in the, you know, 100 degrees, and she does, and she's there because she cares.
And Arquette was there too.
Okay, cool.
And, nice. I got a selfie with her, and again, we're going to have some cool stuff. You know, one of my favorite parts is that she played is one of our favorite movies, a Tarantino movie with John Travolta. What was she was
Pulp Fiction.
She played a small part in that where when the Uma Thurma character was OD and they came to her house.
Okay.
And then she played a different character. But it was really, she had some powerful things to say that I know we recorded and we'll probably play tomorrow. But it's been a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
Winona LaDuke, MN350, Honor the Earth, all these groups, Ogama, put this on. And I was at, you stayed at the camp, but I was at a hotel.
Because you're a bougie.
Yes, I do want to step into and make the point that the Rise Coalition group Nancy Bolio, who we have on every Tuesday, was heading the action at the near the LaSalle Landing, which is near to Bagley, Minnesota, as well. That's probably one of the nearest. I think it's between like Bagley and Bisida, Minnesota. It's really out there, right, Robert?
Sorry for our friends that are in Madison and Chicago. It's the deep north. I think it was like 3.5 hour drive from the Twin Cities north. So it's beautiful area up there. Again, I was in the Mississippi at the headwaters, cooling my feet off. And we could swim and drink that water.
Yeah, I loved it when we went up there the last time. We drove up there. We put our feet in the water. We took the dogs in the water.
Yeah, the dogs went in
it. And just at the headwaters, and then we drove all the way home, and it was fantastic. It was worth the drive.
Well, we'll be talking more about the treaty action that was up north in Minnesota, but we're going to also have Dr. Stately on. Mm-hmm. So you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And we're going to come back with Ogama and I and Wendy. You can quiz us on what's going on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Welcome back, Robert.
Hey, thanks. Wow, and welcome. Ogama's home to safely. It's been a whirlwind. I was there for a couple days checking on the place where people were staying that were coming from all over the country. Mm-hmm. We went down to where Winona was staying, mm-hmm. by the river, in her camp. And then we went on a tour with, I guess Ogama can tell us a little better. We had quite a few press from all over the United States, mm. and all over the world. Mm-hmm. Right, Ogama?
Yes. Yep. There was a press tour of the Line 3 pipeline route in around the Park Rapids area. And that was really, really, I think, eye-opening for people who have not seen that, have not seen the destruction that Line 3 is causing to the area, and how deeply it is ingrained into the culture there. I mean, I can't count the number of Minnesotans for Line 3 signs that we've seen while we were up there. And one of the things that Winona LaDuke explained on this press event was that there's this Respect Minnesota logo that was presented and is, it's on the sign as you drive into Park Rapids, Minnesota. And this Respect Minnesota logo is basically something that Enbridge is putting up saying that they respect Minnesota as they're currently tearing it apart to install Line 3. So you're seeing these Respect Minnesota emblems all over the place. You're seeing these Minnesotans for Line 3 all over the place. And then we have, thousands of people who turned up to support the treaty people gathering and to draw attention to how bad of an idea this Line 3 pipeline is in Minnesota. Line 3 pipeline is over 300 miles across northern and central Minnesota. It's going to cross over 200 bodies of water. It crosses the Mississippi River twice. I believe it crosses the Shell River like five times. The poor Shell River gets crossed five times. And Enbridge has, been been going out into these communities and borderline lobbying and saying that this is a good idea and it's going to bring all these jobs. And then they brought in some 4,200 out-of-state workers in the first round of construction this winter. And now for the second round of construction that's going to start again here in Minnesota. And this week, they brought in even more workers, most of which are from out of state.
The first round was during a pandemic, Wendy, and then also we talked about last week, I know you mentioned that people were staying in, instead of paying their stipend to go in a hotel, they were going into
the homeless shelters. Right. They were using the space in the homeless shelters instead of using their pay stipend to get a hotel room.
So again, I don't know how I can back up here and just talk about how exciting today was. Today was just, I felt the energy, the positive energy that we felt at Standing Rock, Wendy. And there was over 2,000 people there that were in solidarity for clean water and the treaties, especially the treaties. That's what it was all about. Hey, I want to say this too before we get going a little more here. Is I just want to give a deep condolence to Chief Leonard Crow Dog, who passed away, and he was, you know, Crow Dog's paradise. He was big in American Indian movement. He was a spiritual leader of American Indian movement. I don't know if you remembered when the soldiers came in at Standing Rock and not begged for forgiveness, but asked for forgiveness about all the atrocities that they've done to Native Americans. And Crow Dog was who they were talking to, who they were bowing to. And on the way home, I got a call from Clyde Belcourt on the phone. And, you know, he's still going strong. And he was just down at the funeral. And he wanted to be up there north and wanted to know what's going on. But just a lot of good feelings, you know. Like I said, Jane Fonda, Winona's always positive. She's doing her thing, fighting the good battle. And just being around positive people and like-minded people and knowing that we're on the right side of history.
Yeah, being on the right side of history is important. And then, Robert, you were telling me earlier that there was a march, like the people were marching from one spot all the way to the other spot, and how awesome that was. Can you
elaborate?
Because
there was, like, singing, Ogama. There was singing from there was a prayer vigil before that, and they marched down to this part of the Mississippi where there's a little bridge, and the Mississippi's probably 5 feet wide, and it's up to here.
Up to your waist, yeah. So below my waist. 4 feet high, yeah.
And so I got my little dogs in there and did a little praying.
Not really his dogs, his feet.
Yeah, mine. Dirty dogs. But and they were hot, so it felt really good because the river was
hot,
cool.
Dirty dogs.
Yeah. It sounded like a New York thing, right?
Dirty water dogs.
Oh, that's right. So yeah. Ogama. Yeah, you gotta go to New York and get a dirty water
dog.
Down
the corner they have the little guy with the crate, you know, the what do you call that?
Carts.
The carts. And they have dirty water dogs in there.
And the water's dirty. And then you eat the
They're
dog.
Hot dogs, but we call them dirty water dogs because they're in
with
water.
With a New York accent.
Dirty water dogs.
There you go. Forget about it. So again, this slow moving parade was coming towards us because I didn't march the parade. I was waiting for them to come to us.
You were documenting it.
Yeah, I was until my camera overheated, but Ogama was documenting everything.
Wow.
So there was a group of people, Ogama, if you want to, in the next minute here or so, you just give a little overview. We had Grandma Mary Lyons, or Great-Grandma Mary Lyons, doing a water prayer. And, of course, you know, you have all the cameras off. You can't record that. And it was well received to turn the cameras off. And she was there again with her family. And giving praying the water, and then we had some wild rice that was handed through the whole 2,000 people to take a little taste of. It was like a communion thing in a sense. It was really and
sounds really nice.
It was great, and so they started marching, and then we had speeches, and we had more prayer and drumming and singing. And then one group went across, and Ogama was going with what they called the red group. Do you want to just elaborate a little bit, Ogama?
Yeah, so there was people that had decided to go across to where Enbridge has matting set out to bring heavy equipment to drill underneath the Mississippi River. So I did follow them out there and, you know, talk about why they were doing this. And I think the one thing I want to point out too that's really that stood out to me that was really powerful to me is that as that march was coming down the hill, you could hear people singing as they're coming down the hill towards the bridge. And on the bridge, there's this row of people drumming and singing. And at the bridge, there was this, I don't know if it was a full circle or this half circle of drumming and singing and hundreds of posters of all different types of art, you know, stop line three, yep. Protect water, water is life. You know, which side are you on, President Biden, those types of things. Right. And it was some of the art I had seen before and some of it was brand new to me. And the people that were there were really very well receiving of the indigenous leaders who were there. You know, they were respectful and shut cameras off during the Nibe ceremony, the water ceremony. It's not something you can film. And there was a lot of, you know, the people that spoke were very powerful. The people that were there that were leading were very powerful. And Nancy Beaulieu and Don Goodwin yeah. were two of the main leaders for this event in their With Rise coalition. We walked down to the matting and I met Nancy and Don both years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, when Line 3 really first started to become a thing in Minnesota. And I sat down on that matting next to Dawn and I sat with her and I cried. I looked up at that bridge with almost 1,000 people standing on the road from the bridge and a little more than 100 people out on the matting prepared to stay there to stop Line 3 to prevent Enbridge from causing a spill in the Mississippi River, and tears just ran down my face that there were so many people there and how beautiful it was. I mean, it was an experience today that I don't think I'm ever going to forget.
And they marched to have a camp, I guess is what I was alluding to, is you followed them across the river to an area where they were willing to get arrested. And there was only 4 cop cars, unlike when it was below zero and they were arresting people left and right up there. So it was a victory in a big sense because they let it happen, let the everything mm-hmm. happen. There was national news there, and we outnumbered them by the police, I mean, by mm-hmm. a huge amount.
Yeah. How long do you think the people will stay up north?
Oh, that's a good question.
Which
I think
people, right?
The people who are camping out there and you know want to protect the water. How long do you think that they'll stay in the area?
You know, I know that there's people that I talked to today that were planning on leaving tomorrow, and there's other people mm-hmm. that I spoke to that want to know what the next step is and how they can help. So that's a really hard question to answer, but I think this is going to be the first of many things that happen this summer.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome. Wow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you next time Jane Fonda's up, Wendy, you'll come up with me.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Hey, hopefully we're going to have Dr. Stately on next. And if not, we can resume more of this talk. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm Robert Pilot. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Santita Jackson, and I want you and all your friends to join my new show, The Santita Jackson Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strongheart's Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strongheart's Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 Hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies overnight with a low around 74. Tuesday sunny with a high near 95. Wednesday sunny with a high near 93. And Thursday sunny with a high near 92. Hazel's Northeast is back for dine-in, takeout, curbside pickup, or free delivery. So get some lunch favorites like the buttermilk fried chicken sandwich, the Greenway, or the Big Cheeseburger. Hazel's Northeast is located off 29th and Johnson. Place your order or make a reservation at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Native Earth Creative Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Makunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. Also, the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
So we don't have Dr. Stately right now, so okay. We can keep on talking. But yeah. Let me ask you what you did while I was gone, besides crying yourself to sleep missing me.
Oh, my goodness. And I did, Robert. Absolutely cried myself to sleep two nights in a row. But our first fans, right? Fan, yeah. Tiergin.
Yeah.
And we've kept in touch over mm-hmm. the years, and we've met here and there at different types of events.
Yes.
But Tiergin, her daughter and a partner, Hadley and Shania, came over to the house on Saturday night, and we had a birthday celebration for Tiergin, and it was really a lot of fun. So we ordered some food. Guess where we got the food from? We ordered a whole bunch of food from Jay Selby, and they picked it up. And then I got a cake from Vegan East, and we had decorations and We really had a really nice time here. And Tiergan brought Robert over for our studio, which we still have to hang. It's still like propped up here. A beautiful piece of artwork from a Native American artist that she's had in her family for a really long time. And I feel totally honored and privileged to be able to have that piece of art in our house. So we'll have to find a perfect spot for it. But what I want to do is have it so it's in the camera and so people on Facebook Live can see it.
We'll have to figure out where it is.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out a spot for it. But thanks again, Tiergan and Hadley and Shania.
Yeah, I remember when we were startled that somebody listened to our show, and it was like, "What? You listen to our show?" And it was her, and she. It was just a positive thing to hear somebody listen to
us. Well, it's really nice because we're friends now.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've become friends and it's been great. So, we'll be getting together again with them when you're around too, because we did miss you and you weren't here to defend yourself with all the things that I had to say.
Saying,
so,
that I'm a genius, but an uneven genius that.
That's exactly kind of what I said.
Right. Yeah, that's somebody like Francis Ford Coppola. I'm like, an uneven mental case. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Sandy, who's listening, Elder. That's what we try to do here is give out information that good or bad about what's happening with our community. And so seeing that Dr. Stately's not here, we can talk about more. And I think Ogama and Wendy, I just feel... The whole weekend was really good and positive, but when the group of 2,000 people were slowly marching towards us, and we're talking about the Treaty of People gathering that I just came home from, it was very, very emotional, Ogama.
Yeah, it was emotional in so many different ways. Am I getting feedback? Do I have an echo?
But I remember when we were in Standing Rock, I felt the same way, like feeling that, having that experience on Thanksgiving when we were, you know,
Thanks-taking
when the police and all the officers were up on the mountain. Was that Turtle Hill?
Turtle Hill,
and... the Native American people wanted to cross over to be on Turtle Hill. Just to like light a fire and to say prayers, and because it was a burial ground.
That's right.
And that's where Native American people buried. And they just wanted to do a ceremony for Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving. And the police were occupying Turtle Hill. What we did was, well, I didn't do it myself, but they built a little bridge with wood and some, like, not styrofoam, but floating things, and people crossed over. And we were really afraid that the police were going to start, you know, hitting us with rubber bullets and throwing water cannons and doing all that. So I'm glad that that didn't happen. But that was like almost a religious experience for
me. Well, what was interesting too about that specifically, and we'll get back to talking about the treaty camp event that I was just at, is that what kind of hit my heart was that these people, whether they wanted to be there or not, whether they were sheriffs or Morton County sheriffs or whatever in Standing Rock, were not with their families during this this time of time off, you know, Thanksgiving week. You know, it's a weekend, it's 3 or 4 days of overeating and watching football. So, I mean, that was the just like, wow. But back to up there to... there's so many how this was put together and finally presented itself the way it did in such a good way. I was just really, really emotional.
Yeah, it is very emotional. I would like to ask our listening audience to just call the White House. There's a simple number you can call and leave a message and just tell them that you want, I was going to say Dr. Biden, that's his wife, but President Biden to stop Line 3, and you could call them at 202 202- 456-1111.
Yeah, good one. Nice and easy. You know, just, your friend Jane Fonda mentioned a good point that, you know, she said that in the beginning of the last president's, he signed over a Dakota Access Pipeline mm-hmm. in 2 days.
Yep.
And we have a president now who can be pushed, mm-hmm. who's a moderate but can be pushed.
He listens to the people.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's a really good point. And I know I'll be posting a bunch of pictures, but she had a poster about calling mm-hmm. President Biden.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he gets a million calls from people asking him to stop it, and he gets 100,000 for not, you know, I mean, he's got to go with the majority. So the more calls he gets.
We got a million people listening, don't
exactly.
we?
202-456-1111. It's a really That's easy awesome. Number to remember.
Well, I know Ogama did a lot of background work prior to this and was in a lot of media meetings because there was different tiers of media that you could be at certain places and not film at certain places, like Standing Rock, mm-hmm. if you remember.
Yeah, I do.
I had that little red pass. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting, too, is that we saw well, I hear an echo.
Yeah, I hear an echo now, too.
What we saw was people that we don't know, mm-hmm. but listen to the show or listen to our symposiums or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that was really exciting to run into people that, hey, you know,
yeah,
I know Ogama.
Right. Well, they listen.
Or Ogama,
exactly.
Or they ask Ogama, where's Robert Pilot? No, I'm just kidding. But no, I mean, it's great because, one, we're getting the word out to our allies mm-hmm. and hopefully our white allies mm-hmm. all over Turtle Island because we need them. We're such a small percentage of people here. We were wiped out. We had 100 million people on Turtle Island, and now it's, you know, we're less than 2% of the population here in Minnesota mm-hmm. specifically. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those fun things that, you know, you go around and you go, hey, blah, blah, blah. There was a radio station up there that was beaming back to where they were from, and we talked to them. Mm. There was food. Mm-hmm. And then where the camp was, there was, you know, it was crazy. It was like, I don't know, it was a combination of spiritual and also like a concert kind of feel too to it, you know, mm-hmm. or festival feel, I
yeah,
guess.
Festival.
More
yeah, festival.
With a concert.
Yeah. Well, with all that good feeling and being up there and experiencing that whole thing, I would hope that, you know, something is done and the pipeline is stopped. But yeah. we all know what happened at Standing Rock.
Yeah.
After all of that and it being occupied there and mm-hmm. all the ceremony and everything that happened at Standing Rock, the Dakota Act pipeline did complete itself. You know, I mean, it was completed.
Right.
So. I just
hey,
think,
here's a thing too, Wen, that mm-hmm. Really upsets me mm-hmm. is that even the governor of Michigan wants to stop them, and they're just giving
That's
her
line
the finger.
Five,
right?
Yeah,
and it's still Enbridge, and they're giving her the finger, and they're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying it's a federal thing, and
right?
Then the federal saying it's a state thing.
Well, they
and
make
so
Enbridge has been known from Standing Rock till now to make things up and to change things around so that it fits in their need.
Oh, yeah.
So
way before
we already
that,
know
because
that.
We had like the biggest oil spill was from Enbridge
mm-hmm.
on record in the 90s, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. And it will leak. It will, you know, it's not a question of if it will. It's a question of when.
Well, we know, like, the water's gone on the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
We always heard murmurs for years that water's going to be the biggest commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. You have companies sucking up all the water. I remember it was almost comical that a big corporation wanted to come here in Minnesota and gobble up all our water mm-hmm. and suck it in big trucks and trains and take it somewhere else.
Well, that's what Nestle is doing right
well,
now.
Well, I didn't want to mention the name.
Well, I'm going to mention the name.
They're going to sue you, Wendy, but good thing you're retired.
Us.
No, not us, you.
What do I have to do?
Shoot.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever. Nestle, come after me. That's all right.
Yeah.
We're all over the media. Everybody knows it. So.
Well, this is kind of fun. Anything. We're doing a little gab fest here mm-hmm. with you, me, and Ogama.
It's kind of funny, though, because I don't know what was next? Was it next the last segment or second to last segment?
I remember one time we did the show and we got up after three segments and like the producer at the studio was like, where are you going? It's like, wow, I thought the show was over. It was so good, I thought it was over. But yeah, hey, we're going to come back and talk some more about where we were at this weekend. You know, the treaty, you know, support the treaties mm-hmm. up in the deep north yeah. because we're all treaty people mm-hmm. and we've all are affected by treaties, and treaties is the supreme law. If you follow the Constitution, which our friends like to smorgasbord it, I like to say, is mm-hmm. take what they want, leave the rest.
Exactly.
So, but we've been fighting this treaty thing, and I think we're picking up some steam, and I think it's a really, really excellent way to combat this, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That it's a very good way to combat what's happening to our people up in the deep north, mm-hmm. because it's ridiculous. The cleanest water in the world has the opportunity now to be totally
mm-hmm. Affected by it and ruined.
We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are the Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. I had a couple of questions for you guys, if you don't mind, about your trip up north. I mean, the weather has been crazy hot.
It was nice in the hotel.
But, you know, everybody outside, and, you know, was everybody able to keep safe and hydrated? Were there any people passing out? Or did they have, like, accommodations for people if they did, you know, if something happened to them? Were there any, like, you know, EMS or nurses or...
I had my jacket on in the air-conditioned hotel room, so maybe Ogama can answer that.
Yeah, I did stay at camp, and there was a lot of water. Food was had. I did hear some rumors about some people that got some heat exhaustion, which is, you know, common and normal, but there was a lot of accommodations for our elders and our people that have accessibility needs. There was closer parking. There was volunteers who were there who helped you haul things to your campsite with wagons. There was a lot of direction. I mean, this was super well organized. Like, shout out to everybody on the planning team, because it was a very well organized event. And I think almost everybody who attended was happy that they went, because it was very much so, you know, like part festival, part, part festival, part powwow, part, you know, like there was a lot of traditional music that was happening. There was a lot of education. There was a lot of speakers. All in all, it was very well-rounded, wonderful event.
Tree people gathering
in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, it was really well run.
That's
well
great.
Run.
That's fantastic. So then, you know, if it's really well run that way, that means most people will stay safe and, you know,
come back and do some more.
Do it again. Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Maybe Jane will come up there, and then I can make sure that you make it this time.
Yeah, that's right.
And I checked out the hotels up there. They're pretty decent. So
are they
dog
friendly? Because we have to bring the dog and the cat with us. That's the problem. That's why I have to stay behind for the animals. Yeah.
We can get someone to watch them, Wendy.
Okay.
They'll miss you dearly, though. They don't know my name, but they'll miss you. So, again, powerful, spiritual. A lot of organizations up there. There was, it's just people like from New Jersey, New York.
Wow.
I mean, I saw license
Connecticut, Canada. I think I seen license plates for two different places in Canada. I talked to some people, one from Connecticut, one from Washington State. You know, people from all over Minnesota, press coming in from all over the world, from all over the state as well. And
there was a Ho-Chunk from Chicago I met.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I gave her my little pin. She commented on my MERS and said, I said, are you Ho-Chunk? And she said, yeah. And I said, you can have the pen because,
a pen, P-E-N?
No, like a pin.
Oh, a pin.
P-I-N.
Okay.
I think. I'm still landing here in the Twin Cities here, and it looks like. I went into the water, like I told you, and there was an African-American dude that came in a little later, and he was in shock, one, that this was the beginning of the Mississippi, because he was from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And by the time it's down there, when he sees it, it's wide and brown and dirty and muddy and all those things, and he was just in shock.
Yeah, Lake Itasca. Yeah, up there it's just beautiful. Yeah, and the water is
You had an experience like that too, Ogama, with somebody who went,
in shock. Yeah, tell me about that. You told me about
that. There was a member of the press, and I'm not going to name names, but there was a member of the press that had asked me, you know, for some details, you know, what's happening right now, as the people who were at the Enbridge drill pad prep site on the matting down there had gotten into the water there. And they asked me, you know, who can I call to help caption this? You know, what river are we on? What are we witnessing right now? What ceremony is this? And I'm like, well, that's easy. This is the Mississippi River. And they looked at me and they were like, this is the Mississippi. And I don't think they really had any idea. There was a sign there that said Mississippi River, but it was on the other side of the river on the bridge that we were at. So I don't know if they missed it with all of, you know, that big, beautiful march and all the artwork. They did chalk on the road. I mean, there were so many things going on. I could see how it was missed, but, you know, the look on their face when they found out that that was the Mississippi, I think really speaks volumes to how little press this has gotten in the national sector. You know, people, every state south of Minnesota could see repercussions from Enbridge's Line 3 leaking into the Mississippi River.
Right.
Like major repercussions. I mean, Kalamazoo River in Michigan, where Enbridge destroyed it in 2010 with a massive oil spill that they did not respond to for 17 hours. It still has parts that I don't think are ever going to come back.
Well, the Mississippi affects 80 million people downstream.
Right.
And it reminds me, too, when you talk about that story, or we talk about going to Lake Itasca, of a Flintstones episode where they were showing the Grand Canyon and it was just a little creek. So, because it eroded it and became the Grand Canyon. I'll explain it after the show. That was...
But yeah, it is one of those really powerful things to realize. I mean, for those of you who haven't been to the headwaters of the Mississippi is what I would say about 12 inches wide in some points as it's coming out of the Lake Itasca in the headwaters. And it slowly gets wider and wider and wider the further down it goes. But this site where Enbridge is preparing to drill is within 20, 25 miles of the headwaters there. And the Mississippi River is only about 5 feet wide there. And it does not look like everybody, other people in the country imagine the Mississippi River to look or see photos of, you know. This is a Minnesota treasure that's definitely being threatened by Enbridge Energy and this pipeline. Yeah, remind you, they intend to cross it 2 times. I'm just going to say that again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I mean, where we live, we're four blocks from the Mississippi River, and where it is by us, I mean, I don't know how wide do you think it is here?
I don't know.
I'd have to guess.
I'd say about six city blocks maybe.
Wide. Yes. Yeah. And in some places, it's very, very deep.
Well, in downtown St. Paul, it's 50 feet.
Yeah,
60 feet. Yeah.
Feet deep.
Hey, yeah, again, I wanted to mention... Leonard Crow Dog again, and somebody posted here on Facebook. Surfaces for Leonard was beautiful. Over 1,000 relatives came and seen him in his one day. I want to thank you all for the prayers and love we have for the Chief of Chiefs, Wopa Tonka. That's Ogallo for thank you. Mm-hmm. So thank you for putting that out there, because it's a big deal for us Native people. He was such a leader for so long.
Yep.
Didn't speak English until he was in his 20s.
Wow.
That's, seriously. So, hey, again, we had this awesome time today, and we'll be talking more about it.
Tomorrow Nancy will be on, so she'll have plenty to say.
Well,
Go ahead, Ogama. Hopefully
she will.
We have a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to say, before we go, make sure you follow GNU Collective. It's spelled GINIW for up-to-date information. They are still live streaming, I believe, and there's more press information to come out. They're still at the 2 inlets pumping station where arrests are being made at this time. So make sure you follow up with GNU Collective, Indian Collective, Camp McGeezy, Red Lake Treaty Camp, Rise Coalition, all of those places for more information as the day goes on, as the evening goes on. And Native Roots Radio will amplify those as well.
Absolutely. Good call.
Awesome. And then you could donate also to help the people to get their bail, because they're getting
That's right.
They're getting arrested.
There's quite a few of that with the GNU Collective group. Mm-hmm. Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. If you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground, is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. Pini Gigi for Wendy for holding down the ship, and Ogama for all you do with the news, and you were really working hard this weekend. Awesome. And I want to say, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Stop line 3.
Get vaccinated.